Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Former Alabama Congressman Jack Edwards has died. His family says he died Friday morning at his South Alabama home after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Edwards was a member of Congress from 1965 to 1985. Governor Kay Ivey says he served his nation and state with the highest degree of integrity. Alabama Power says it is reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams because of ongoing drought conditions. Alabama Power says that without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. And Troy University honored longtime Chancellor Dr. Jack Hawkins with a special clock unveiling on campus over the weekend. The clock will sit in front of Smith Hall. Hawkins was named Chancellor in 1989. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcast, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tomorrow, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The march toward impeachment proceedings, the anonymous whistleblower whose complaint started all of this is now likely to testify behind closed doors.
In a now viral tweet, the multiple choice question reads, 45th president, 2017, Republican, real estate businessman, idiot, with the answer being Donald Trump.
I don't believe opinions belong in the classrooms.
A brazen jailbreak in southern Ohio. Four inmates escaped from a county jail.
The search intensifying across Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia to find these four men.
Elk apparently agitated by a flash photograph, charging after a group of tourists.
A powerful and historic storm is hitting the northern Rockies. It snowed in September across at least six states just 1 week after the end of summer.
This weekend's box office, the film Abominable, coming in with $20.85 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. First thing we're going to do is the name game.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. I had to find my...
You had to find your sheet.
My sheet. Yes. This is the name for 1 o'clock. So without further ado, I'm not even going to do a drum roll. Justin Cribbs. Justin Cribbs, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. What is the prize? 1 hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy.
Ooh.
You get a 1 hour massage a month for a year. So that's 12 one-hour massages over
a year. 12 months in a year this year?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Yeah. How did that happen?
Again, Justin Cribbs, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. And you can use it yourself, Justin. I imagine it could be good for the wife or the significant other. But, you know, honestly, I'd use it for myself.
There you go.
Who doesn't need a massage?
I love a great massage.
Right.
Haven't had one in a long time.
Likewise.
272-9228, that's where we are. A couple of notes here. One, we're giving away a four-person package for the barn at Dreamfield Farms for their harvest fest that they're doing there. And it looks like a great place. Jennifer was a great guest, and it's... from the calls that we got, it sounds that a lot of people already know about this place. You can do, you know, it's a whole day event. You can do everything from fishing to animals to pumpkins and pick up pumpkins and all that kind of stuff. But you need to call me at 272-9228 and get in on that drawing. Then any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. But then If you're a first-time caller, you can get your name put in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay, I had to go down there and get mom certified. I had gotten my big old mom from there. Which, by the way, if you tell me you're a Dan Mars Show listener, they're going to take a dollar off. So $16 or $15. And I was a little worried because it wasn't blooming. And I've had it now for over a week. And so I went to mom school. Mom's the word. She said, Karen, the mom expert, said, put it outside, water it, and let it have sunlight. And you'll see that baby start going along. And then read at it, and when it starts blooming, take some cold water, ice water, and then water it with ice water, and it'll make it last longer. I went, ooh, I like the heck out of that. So, sure enough, I put it out there, and then even I noticed that this morning it had really progressed even from yesterday. Moved it over on Saturday. Went down and bumped into our game wardens, friends that are there, that we did the sampling for the cook-off that was there. He had just finished, and he looked at me and said, I ate the entire Cuban sandwich, Dan. I'm not like you. I don't need half. I ate the entire thing. Said it's been a little warm out there, so he was glad he was in the truck versus on the river or walking around. So it's great that we, bumped into another family that listens, Ken and Stacy, who listen to the show, were kind enough to come up to me and say hi. Ken and Stacy, thanks for listening to the show. I really enjoyed meeting you yesterday, actually, for that one. Listen, we got a lot kind of going on. Did you see in Chicago they got $250,000 fine if you call somebody an illegal alien?
I did see that headline. I thought it was a satirical thing. I mean, that's really going on a lot where I can't tell.
That's
just off first glance.
That's thought police stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's absurd, number one. And, I mean, really, I don't know how legal or constitutional that is, number one. But it also just seems so over the top. It's kind of like headline like Trump wants to buy Greenland. Also true. Like it's just there's so many of these bizarre headlines. Some funny, some disturbing. I can't believe they're actually $250,000. You said
$250,000. I know that's crazy. That is absolutely nuts. That's political correctness running amok. Okay, so I watched all these shows during the weekend.
Yes,
and particularly on Sunday. How much did I throw at the TV? I had to go get more socks because they were coming out. I was machine gunning it, so it was like having two or three doesn't do it. I had to go get like a bunch.
You know, I've hopped back into that habit like you, and I can't take the whole shows. I skip the panel part. I'll watch the major interviews. I can't take the panels anymore.
Well, a couple of things I noticed here. Number one, the media had already gotten all the talking points because everybody used the same thing. They brought up the same thing, unproven, you know, fact on the Biden thing. He's been cleared. Mm-hmm. And everybody was saying the exact same thing, so therefore it was a talking point. I will say that Stephen Miller, who's we know here in the show,
yes,
didn't really do himself any justice on the Fox interview that he did.
He was a little too over the top. I agree.
And then Rudy Giuliani is being panned, and I think in a way, rightfully so. He is really kind of struggling out there. And what he needs to do is practice his presentation and what he's going to say. The facts are on his side. But if you listen to Peter Schweitzer or John Solomon, they can explain it. Peter Schweitzer, much better than Solomon's good, but Schweitzer's great.
See, but I think Rudy is playing to an audience of one, namely Donald John Trump. And I think Trump kind of likes how feisty Rudy is. Other Republicans aren't liking it, that's for sure. Yeah. And I agree with you that Rudy seems to be a bit all over the place. He's too interruptive, too combative in many ways.
Yeah, and he's trying to be too animated, and that just doesn't work for Rudy. It just doesn't come across. But I tell you, the guy who was really good was Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was on Face the Nation. He was outstanding. We'll be playing a few clips of him right after we talk to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Good scalding weekend in Monday, guys.
It was a little toasty out there, but I made it work for me.
Yes, and today, it's really damn hot right now, fellas. I bet you're wearing 100 already. Gosh.
Well, you know, and next week it's going to get down into the low 60s.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll have to see it when I believe it at this point. I believe it when I see it. It sounds too damn good to be true, but I sure hope you're right, Dan. I watched, actually, all I watched was Rudy on Margaret was on CBS. I thought Rudy's excellent. I like the way he interrupts her and keeps on talking. I think that's the right damn thing to do because they're not listening anyway, and the only way he's going to get the truth out is to talk over them. And he did a good job last week. He did an excellent job yesterday. And now with the revelation, what Joey gave us this morning, where they changed the whistleblower rules 2 weeks ago, it's real damn clear what's going on.
Well, we're not sure exactly when it was changed. It can be changed anywhere from May of 2018 to August of 2019. We suspect that it was done recently, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, this is it's just way too obvious. And he's heard Adam Schiff's comments. Adam Schiff said a whole lot of things that Donald Trump said that weren't said. This is plagiarism, and I think Rudy made me feel pretty good about the whole damn thing. You know what I mean?
Well, Lindsey Graham did the best job of anybody.
I'm looking. You have a clip of that, obviously.
I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got the whole
thing. I'm looking very much forward to that, but I like Rudy. I think he's smart. He knows what he's doing. The fact that he's been over there. It's obvious to me the Democrats are scared as hell. They're losing severely. They've already sacrificed Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren don't stand a chance. She's a damn idiot. So it's going to be a nasty year and a half, though.
Oh, you think?
The deep state is really hurting. I know I don't want to take up too much more time, but Dan, what do you think about Donald Trump wanting to delist the Chinese stocks? I think that's really smart.
Yeah, well, it's certainly going to get their attention, and these countries that are kind of messing with us, they're messing with, and Donald Trump's doing the right thing. He's messing with their economy, and it's really it could hurt them. So they got to be very, very careful.
Well, I heard on a Christian broadcast this morning, I just happened to be passing across, one point this guy made. He said, you know what, all these great retirement funds and all that are so damn worried about their retirement, but they don't care about the morals of the Chinese government and what they're doing to their people. They just want a better dividend. But they said if these people were so good and halfway moral, they would go along with the president and say, no, we're not going to deal with this kind of stuff. If China wants to abuse Hong Kong and their people and do the things they're doing, we don't want their...
I had a report I didn't get to from 9 to noon. It's just further evidence that China is harvesting organs, especially from, like, the populations they marginalize and control, like the Uyghur Muslim populations.
Yeah.
And, it is horrific what they can do to people and not get much media coverage for it.
And just remember the title they gave President Xi, Bling Xu. He is now the religious... spiritual leader of China. Yep. So
that should make you happy.
Yes, and he's there for good. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Tigers. We're going to have, what are we going to have, $2,000, 2,000 yards of passing at the Auburn-Alabama game? And I do believe so. It's going to be fun, isn't it, guys?
Red Top, you have a wonderful day. Stay cool, my
you
friend.
Too.
When we didn't mention real quick, Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma is going gangbusters. End up winning the Heisman.
Yeah, he... I'm not sure. I want to say them, and when they play Texas, that's going to be a good game. There's some great football next weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That Auburn-Florida game is going to be something.
Yeah.
So Alabama has a bye, but we got a lot of good football out there. Let me kind of go back to what I was talking about is that this, folks, let me tell you what's happening, is that they did this to try to soften the impact of when the IG report and the Durham report comes out. They're trying to get it where they can say, when these reports come out, see, it's just political. It's Donald Trump tampering with government again for political purposes. And this is so orchestrated, it is unbelievable. And they better do a better job with their messaging because they're a little off right now, and they've got to show a solid front. They need to have a war room. They need to have messaging. They need to have surrogates that are really good, who have the proper information, who have got it in order and can explain it, and basically shoot the media down. They can shoot the media down here, they'll drop another notch in credibility, but they've got to do a better job. Let me start out with Nancy Cordes talking about this so you can hear kind of the tone of CBS.
President Trump and his Republican allies are fighting the Democrats' push toward impeachment by targeting the whistleblower in his case. The president tweeted this last night, "I deserve to meet my accuser." He says the whistleblower's information claiming Mr. Trump asked Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden is largely incorrect. On 60 Minutes last night, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff told Scott Pelley that his committee will hear from the whistleblower very soon. Democrats may deliver subpoenas to the president's lawyers as early as today.
The latest CBS News poll finds 55% of Americans approve of the impeachment inquiry, but 58% say the president doesn't deserve to be impeached or it's too early to say. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what are the next steps in this investigation in the House?
Good morning. Well, they've got multiple depositions scheduled over the next couple of weeks. They have subpoenaed documents from the Secretary of State that they're expecting to get by the end of this week. And Democratic leaders say there could be more subpoenas and hearings scheduled, even though technically Congress is at the start of a two-week break.
We could not ignore what the president did. He gave us no choice.
In an interview with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she spoke to President Trump about his now infamous call with the president of Ukraine.
He told you about the phone call.
He told me it was perfect. There was nothing in the call. But I know what was in the call. I mean, it was in the public domain. He didn't even know that it was wrong. You know, he was saying it was perfect. There was nothing wrong. But no, it is wrong.
Okay, so it was in the public domain? The call wasn't in the public domain.
No.
And the stuff that was in the public domain was incorrect. And did she possibly see this a little early?
Well, and her answer encapsulated perfect what's wrong with what the Democrats have done. She said, no, the Republicans are wrong, but we have to see what's going on with this. So they want to essentially judge the impeachment situation before they even investigate it. And you can't have it both ways, in my opinion.
Rodney, hang on. We've got more right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
The Dan Morris Show.
You got a bloody right to say.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
CBS Tonight has all new comedy, starting with The Neighborhood. And from Chuck Lorre comes the new comedy, Bob Hart's Abishola.
You're on a break.
We have 28 minutes.
Sounds like speed date.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Then, she's LA's newest Superior Court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges. You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
tomorrow. It's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joy, how are y'all today?
I am great, and how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, Dan. I'm doing fine. I'm just recovering. I took a couple of days last week and the weekend, and I scooted on down to the famous Alligator Festival down in Boutique, Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
And it was wonderful, man. It was outstanding music, food, and fun. It was just a great time.
I bet.
Yeah. Guys, look.
Anytime you use the word Louisiana, alligator, and festival all in the same sentence, you know.
Yes, sir, I did, yeah. Now, next month on the 11th kicks off the Gumbo Festival. So we rolling in all the Louisiana food culture festivals are running throughout the seasons now. We're heading into, the stretch that runs into the right after the beginning of the year, Mardi Gras. So it's a big time, Christmas, Thanksgiving. I'm like you, Dan. Yeah, Dan, I love this time of the year as much as you do. And back home during this time, it was just a run all the way up to Thanksgiving straight through Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And that's what gives it the name from the Cajun folks of the Big Easy. We try to do it big, but we try to take it easy.
There you go.
These guys are simply hilarious out there. The Democrats are still on their little fishing exposition and everything, and that's understandable and everything. I done got out in front of all of that because when I listened to Pencil Neck the other day, when they was doing the investigation and everything, I thought for sure that he was talking about what Comey did when he called about the information of sending people down Ukraine? Is that what it is? Ukraine?
Ukraine, correct.
I thought he was talking about all the stuff that they was doing with the Obama administration.
Yeah, actually, this is a big-time deflection here. The things they're accusing Trump of doing is exactly the things that they did.
Exactly. Dan, this has been going on for a while, Dan. I know a while back when I cried, that we was in the middle of a political coup. We had individuals I've heard say that I have to be crazy. No one could pull off a coup in this country. And then when I speak about we're in the middle of the might of a political civil war in this country, I think people does not really understand that neither. And so today is the day that we saddle up and we get ready to get into the trenches and fight this battle with this political war directly into 2020. There is no more time to play with these people. Don't worry about our president. He's setting them up. If you really listen to what he's saying and how it's coming down, you really think about this, Dan. At the end of the day, when they say, hey, there's nothing here, there's a nothing burger like it was with the Russia investigation, then already we will establish the standard to move forward to put the rest of the Democrats and the FBI and the rest of them in jail. It seems to be coming together here like a zipper.
Well, let's hope it does. I haven't seen that part of it yet, but they better get this IG report out, and it better be big, or it better be the first step of a two-step solution, and Durham being the second step.
Correct. And these guys that are out there now looking like lunatics, I don't care if they in the CIA, if the FBI, if they're political people, or whatever they are, when them documents drop, everybody's going to know why. We already know what we know so far, and it's terrible. So it seems like our president is right again when he says that if you think it's bad, wait till it comes out. You won't believe it. And I really believe that the shoe's about to drop, and all the guilty party is what you're hearing and what you're seeing.
Yeah, so, I think this whole thing is responsive to what is about to happen. And as soon as it happened, I said that, you know, when it starts heating up, those molecules start hitting each other, this kind of stuff happens. And this is how desperate they are, and this is how worried they are, in my opinion.
Well, let me tell you, Dan, when I was down in New Orleans, I went by and spoke with somebody, a family member. I ain't going to speak no names, but it's a big political person. And from what I understand, that the Democrats are scrambling because at this point right now, they are in big trouble. This saga was supposed to drag them all the way into close to the 2020 election, and Donald Trump had threw a wrench into the motor when he released that document. Now, that's just speculation. I have no evidence to back that up, and only time will tell if I'm true on this matter. But from what I heard, that it's spinning out of control with the Democrats, and it's just a matter of time before these document drops come out, and at that point there, the American people are going to see clearly, if they don't already do, what these people was doing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They have got a lot at stake for this whole thing, because if you think about this, say it does, it comes out and the media picks it up and it's not a 10 on the Richter scale, say it's a 7. They still have got a lot to deal with. Number one is Biden. Biden, you could just watch him melt right before your eyes. But then the Democrats, and particularly if you start getting some linkage between Schiff and some other people, that this was an orchestrated effort, then the Dems they could get slaughtered with this.
Well, not only that, Dan, but let me tell you another little secret. It's trickling out there now that a lot of the women-based is disgusted with this. They looking at the abuse of our president, outrageous that we don't allow abuse of this type in our country to any groups or forms. And so just let them keep it up. Keep encouraging our president. He needs all our encouragement. And the Democrats, I think what they doing, Dan, is they doing the work that needs to be done for us instead of them, but they just don't realize it.
Yeah, they're making it a tactical. If they get so obsessed with this whole thing, and they're not doing the, quote, people's business. And the whole thing is two pieces have to happen. Number one, the Trump operation needs to be able to articulate this much better than they're doing right now. And then number two, the press needs to pick up with the story. And because let me tell you something, they are all in on this thing. I watched Meet the Press, I watched Face the Nation, I watched This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Everybody was saying the exact same thing. And they were shooting it down the exact same way. And it's because somebody gave them a talking point, because they're just lazy as hell, and they won't go in and pick up a John Solomon piece or the Peter Schweitzer piece. They won't go and look at the bank records here.
Yeah. It's amazing, and also the American people watching their money being spent, so they ain't doing nothing for me, Dan.
There you go.
Dems ain't doing nothing for me, and I'll be honest with you, Dan. My boss don't pay me to do nothing, and I'll be doggone if I'm going to go to the polls and support anybody who is not doing the work for the American people, especially the people that I vote for. So we need to look at that also. But other than that, guys, Joey, look, it's 10:18. Put me in for Sweet Creek.
All right.
And y'all go on, keep on doing the great job that y'all doing, Joey and Dan, because I'm going to keep on listening.
I appreciate you riding in. You drive safe.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Take care. Joey, do you know what is at the other end of this number I'm about to give out?
Oh, I bet some amazing deal.
334-279-6036. So the other end of that number is 50%. Off. Buy one, get one for you. Get in, take two tapes. He's going to charge you for one. The next one, the second one, is free. Bring in four tapes, I'm going to charge you for two. The other two are free. Where does this miracle happen? At Dan Black Studios. My good buddy Dan Black at Dan Black Studios. I'm going to give you that number again, 334-279-6036. 279-6036. This is a heck of a deal. If you got 10, you can get 5 free. That's a heck of a deal. Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Give him a call, 334-279-6036. Going to be back with Sam right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine a mouthwash that whitens your teeth in just 4 days.
Ooh, your party's this weekend.
I'm so excited.
Act Whitening Mouthwash. Imagine strengthening your enamel.
I'll take one of those brownies with extra pecans, please.
Imagine safely removing stains every day.
Coffee, ladies?
I'll have an espresso.
Imagine having a brighter, whiter smile in 4 days. Act Whitening.
Party time. I'm ready.
Stop imagining. Start acting. Use as directed.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump congratulating the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, at a welcome ceremony at a military base in Arlington, Virginia.
You're my friend, you're my advisor, and you deserve this position. I never had a doubt. Congratulations.
General Milley will advise the President, Defense Secretary, and the National Security Council on military issues. He takes over for General Joseph Dunford. He's retiring after 42 years in the military. Another member of Congress from Texas is retiring.
Congressman Beck Thornberry, who's represented Texas's 13th district for 25 years, will not seek re-election next year. Thornberry is the sixth Republican from Texas to announce plans to leave Congress in recent weeks. Elected in 1994, Thornberry once rose to serve as chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. In a statement, he said, "For everything, there is a season, and I believe the time has come for a change."
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our incredible string of record-high temperatures will continue as the drought grows worse. Today, blazing heat with a high in the upper 90s to near 100. Today's record is 97, goes back to 1904. Still dry, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. It's quite likely that record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
You're the best thing that I've ever found. And
go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, good to talk to you.
Good to be talked to.
My two cents. I remember you saying here recently that to watch Rudy Giuliani. He was the your canary in the coal mine.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say, every time I flipped around the television, he made all the shows. By Saturday night, I saw him, and his voice was hoarse. He's trying to get the word out, and you're talking about laziness. I guess he's fighting an uphill battle, but still, he's out there.
He definitely is, and
it's so good because it's like he said, he's got the evidence, he's got the goods.
He just needs to be able to present it cleaner than what he's doing right now, and
yes.
It's not necessarily. I mean, he was even kind of battling with Laura Ingraham, and
I saw that.
It just didn't. It's because he was like he was too anxious about things. If he would just say, "Okay, this is widget one, this is widget two, this is widget three, and these three widgets tell the story together."
Well, look, we all know he's just a poor old country lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Yeah, but he still though. His energy is good, and he's fighting a good fight.
He is indeed.
Yes, sir. That's all I got. I just wanted to chime in on that, and I hope you'll have a good day.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you, buddy. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Let's go back to Nancy Cordes here, and he's going to be talking about a summary and the whistleblower to testify.
A summary of the call released by the White House shows the president asked his Ukrainian counterpart to look into an unproven theory about a Democratic National Committee computer server and into unsubstantiated corruption claims about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. An Intelligence Committee whistleblower wrote in a memo that White House officials were deeply disturbed.
Your committee already has an agreement with the whistleblower that he will testify.
We have an agreement that he or she will testify, yes.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said his committee will subpoena information from the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. The whistleblower's complaint alleges Giuliani repeatedly urged Ukrainian officials to investigate Biden.
We're going to need evidence from Rudy Giuliani, and it's our intention as soon as first thing next week to subpoena him for documents. And there may very well come a time where we want to hear from him directly.
Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, and only one House Republican, Nevada's Mark Amodei, has announced support for the oversight process that comes with an impeachment inquiry.
When I read the transcript, I see two leaders having admiration, not intimidation.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy insisted there was no impeachable behavior in that phone call.
You say the president has done nothing wrong. I take that to mean that you find it appropriate that the president asked Mr. Zelensky for an investigation of his Democratic rivals.
The question before the House of Representatives is to impeach the president based upon a phone call that the speaker never even heard.
Lawyers for the whistleblower dispute Chairman Schiff's claim that an agreement has been reached for the whistleblower to testify. They say that details are still being worked out and that no date or time has been set yet, Tony.
It looks like that date and time might be this Friday, by the way, closed-door session with the whistleblower, which I think will be very interesting to get the feedback from that. Let's go to the phones to go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Dan and Joey, hope y'all had a good weekend.
We did.
I did too. Did you see my Auburn Tigers?
Oh, man. I tell you something. The Whitlow, that is the secret weapon there. But if he ever gets back in the snap position, just know he's going to win the ball.
Yeah, that's all you got to know. Well, and I guess it doesn't matter if you know or not.
No, he really doesn't. Let me tell you what, that guy is so fast and so strong. When he went around that corner, I mean, I thought he was going to turn around and wave bye-bye to the two guys that were chasing him.
He is short, so it's hard to see him behind some of those linemen. I think that, you know, that kind of gives him a little bit of an advantage. Once the play gets going, you can't see where he's going.
Yeah, let me tell you, you bring up a great point, because one of the plays he did is he was coming in on the right side, trying to come in behind the right guard. And he saw that that hole was clogged. So then he just turns to his right and scampers around. And man, it's like, they're going like, what was that?
Where did he go?
Because the contain guy on the outside was just, he didn't know what was going on.
If he breaks through that front line, you know, he's gonna get some substantial yardage.
Yeah, if he breaks the line of scrimmage, then he's there.
But they're looking like a football team here. I mean, we might have something to work with. And so the main thing with Auburn, and I said it, I think, last week, is that they've got to stay healthy at every single spot. If Seth goes down, that really puts the crunch on for the long pass. You know, Will is good, but, boy, that double threat really keeps people honest. And, so they just have – and there's no replacements. You know, let's just face it. There's just – you know, they're very thin at skill positions. So staying healthy is key. But the reason I called today is because of this whole whistleblower thing, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, y'all might have already talked. Y'all may have already talked about this. I've been in and out of the show. But so what I understand is that they changed the rules not too long ago so that the person that was the whistleblower did not have to be an eyewitness.
Yeah, here's what we know. We know that the last time that there was an eyewitness report was in May of 2019. Then we've gone all this time without anything like this, and then this one shows up in August of 2019. So that's how they're coming up with the timeline of this. But let me tell you one thing. The IG is going to testify. I guarantee you that's going to be a question that's going to be asked.
Yeah. Well, who changed the rule? That's who
It was changed internally. And the question is, what did the IG have to do with it? Because when you take this for what it's worth, and that is, here's a guy who worked at the White House, CIA operation. I tell you guys all the time, intelligence, and CIA in particular, is about disinformation. It's not about information. And what they did is they built a cover story. The cover story was the CIA guy who's true blue, Americana. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's a Democrat. But and he heard all this stuff from different people, and then he puts it into a report that all of a sudden shows up 3 weeks later in a letter that doesn't get seen by the Intelligence Committee, allegedly, for another 4 weeks, that cites this second-hand information. So, number one is second-hand information. Number two, they changed the rule. Number three, so there's nobody else that's around there that heard this, that felt that something needed to be done? Nobody?
Yeah. Right. That's just...
And timing is there. I mean, what he's going to say is, what the whistleblower is going to say is, I'm scared. I'm worried about. I'm kind of surprised he's testifying myself. But I'm scared. I'm worried that somebody's going to do some harm to me because of my patriotism. And I'm telling you, this is just a made up piece of, you know what, bologna sandwich.
Yeah, oh, it is. Totally fabricated. Totally contrived. Set out for a purpose. You know, not to get to the truth, but to ruin, you know, the president.
Well, there's something bigger that's happening here. If they can get impeachment done, which I don't think they can, they're talking about trying to have a vote before Thanksgiving, but that's still a long time out. The question is going to be the FISA report from the IG in Durham. And were they doing this to try to inoculate themselves on those things? And also on something coming out on Biden. And were they trying to inoculate themselves by coming up with this thing so they can say, see, all the stuff you're doing is all political. You're misusing your office again. We need to go impeach.
Just one piece of junk after another. you think it can't get bad any worse, and then it gets worse.
It really does. Let me tell you something. I'll just be straight up with you guys. This is very troublesome to me. I am very concerned about what's happening, because if you look at it the way I do, this is orchestrated and it is controlled, and the intel community has to do with it. For example, you're going to hear a report from a CIA former person in the White House that basically says, as other people have said, what my group said immediately, is that this thing is orchestrated, was done professionally, and the question is this: did they work with the congressional staff to type this report out? Because it is to the letter of what the law says. And it's too intentional.
Yes.
And so, did they work with the congressional staff, shift staff, to get this thing done, to try to get it airtight so it would go the course, and it was all planned? I mean, what you're talking about, if this is all planned, this is collaborating, a government official collaborating with another government official, and that, therefore, is for a campaign purpose, that is to hurt Donald Trump. Someone giving a donation to a campaign.
And it would be one thing if the only thing we had to tip that off was the structure of this complaint and how it's written. We also have a long pattern of Adam Schiff overpromising and under-delivering and doing a lot of shady stuff in order to get his point across when he knows he doesn't have any evidence anything.
And there's a political purpose with it. And so is this not collaborating for a political purpose of what they're accusing Donald Trump of doing to try to help somebody? But see, because of the Hatch Act, you can't do that as a government employee.
I want to see what you think of this, Dan, and you too, Papa B. I've got a new theory in politics. I generally think politics, especially like Oppo research, it sucks. It smells. It's just going to be stinky and corrupt. And the places that are probably the most corrupt are where you smell a lot of potpourri or Axe body spray. In the case of this whistleblower report, it's just too potpourried and too polished. Yeah. To where it's like, okay, what's going on with this?
Yeah, let me tell you, this was a sharpened knife that they were using very surgically.
Yep.
And I said that the next day that it came out, that was it for me.
So, would you be surprised if Adam Schiff's fingerprints aren't all over this?
I hope they're going to ask the question, and I hope they're going to give the answer correctly, and that who helped you write this? Did you work with the Schiff, the Intel Committee staff with this? Yes, no. And if the guy says no, and it turns out to be yes, then, strike one on that one.
Well, what about the blame CIA director? Where is she? What's her, why haven't we heard from her?
Well, here's a problem. Here's a problem that you have that when it gets down to CIA, because a question was asked, well, why hasn't somebody within the CIA said, wait a minute, all this is going on? And the answer to that is this. If you believe that there is a coordination within the intel community, you do not want to be within the intel community ratting out that organization.
Right.
Because you may end up hurt.
You'll get burned. Oh, yeah.
You can get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Because they can all of a sudden then, throw out some things about you that could really damage your career. So that's number one of why somebody hasn't done that before.
Well, if this does not illustrate the problem and the reality of the deep state to the American people, I just don't know what will, because this is just, it is a perfect example of what these embedded bureaucrats do. They don't work for the American people. They think that we are
stupid,
subservient to them.
Yeah.
And if we don't do what they say do, then we're going to, they're going to do something against the people that we vote for to drain the swamp.
Right.
They don't want...
No, and the whole thing is they didn't want Trump there, and so they're going to do everything to stop it. And, one thing we got to do, Papa B, we've got to be better at messaging. We're not doing a great job like Clinton did in his impeachment stuff, where they had a fast reaction team that's out there. They need some people that are very skilled at explaining things and getting the information out there. Papa B, I got to go. News Talk 93.1. Demo Show, we'll be back. with the final segment for this hour right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 29 228, that's where we are.
Watching girls pass by. It ain't the
Let's go to the change of whistleblower standards story here that we had.
You used to have seen it with your own two eyes or heard it with your own two ears. When did they change it?
The change is to eliminate the requirement for firsthand information and whistleblower complaints happened between May 2018 and August 2019. And it used to be required that you had to offer direct, personal, firsthand evidence, or else this particular complaint, which is known as an urgent concern complaint, would be dismissed by the Intelligence Community Inspector General. And that was changed sometime in the last year. And when we asked the DNI and the ICIG for information on who changed it, when and why, they straight up refuse to answer that question.
Well, that's one of the that's part of the intel community. They keep a lot of secrets, don't they?
They certainly do, but when it comes to public documents about public concern, about public impeachment trials, they need to be transparent.
Let's take a look at the updated version of the complaint form from August of 2019. They say, I know about the information I am disclosing here, and I have direct and personal knowledge, or I heard about it from others. That's the bottom line right there. What do you think about that? I heard about it from others, because that seems to be the pattern that this particular whistleblower followed.
Right, and if you look at the underlying statute that governs how whistleblower complaints are processed and investigated, the Inspector General has pretty wide latitude and discretion to set those policies. And until recently, the ICIG said you need to have direct, firsthand evidence. And as we know with this particular anti-Trump complainant, there was no firsthand evidence, and much of the secondhand or thirdhand evidence this person offered was simply false.
So we have the what, but we don't know who changed it, when they changed it. We have a time frame, a year, essentially.
Right. And the only reason is because of the two reports that they're looking at.
And we don't know why it was changed. Right. Or the official reason given.
I know. Sounds suspicious to me. And then you have somebody that meets the threshold of secondhand information.
Sure.
Who is a devotee on the opposition, who comes up with it. I mean, if you think about this means anybody can come up with something. They can just make it up. this whole thing about the server and putting it on a server, special coded server, that they still are harping on that, but that's because of the Australian and the Mexican conversation they got out.
Well, and then you have stunts, and Schiff and crew know they're never going to get this, and that's why it's a stunt. So give us the call between the president and Putin. Give us the call between the president and the Crown Prince Solomon of Saudi Arabia. You're not getting that. And you know you're not getting that. You just want to have that ask.
So you can say, he's hiding something.
Yep.
Let's continue on here with the change of whistleblower standards. And did Schiff have early knowledge by any chance?
What I know is troubling you is that the Intel chair, Adam Schiff, tweeted out information that was very similar to the whistleblower's complaint, but it was 2 weeks before the whistleblower's complaint was made public. Here's one of his tweets. Trump is withholding vital military aid to Ukraine while his personal lawyer seeks help from the Ukraine government to investigate his political opponent. It doesn't take a stable genius to see the magnitude of this conflict or how destructive it is to our national security. What do you make of that?
I think it's really curious because we were told that the congressional committees didn't get this whistleblower complaint until September. But when you look at the complaint, which the president declassified and released last week, it was dated August 12th, and it was addressed to Adam Schiff himself. So it certainly seems as if Schiff knew a lot more about what was going on than he let on, which raises some fairly serious and troubling questions about whether he was part of this effort and perhaps even coordinating it long before anyone else knew what was going on.
Hold on. You're saying that you are concerned that there could have been coordination between Adam Schiff and the Intel community?
I think it's very much concerning that that Schiff, based on his own statements before these details were ever released, seemed to be read in on them, raises those questions, and he and his entire staff and those in the Intel community and in the White House who were part of this complaint need to start answering questions about that.
Okay, so they changed this sometimes before this whistleblower. And they know August is a time that it is in because the document's there and they can see it out of the whistleblower's complaint. They just don't know when it was changed. That would be an important factor to know. And if it was changed recently, who changed it? And what did the IG know and when did he know it? There's a whole lot of there that they need to go over.
And also, at the end of the day, what Democrats are essentially charging is that Donald Trump extorted the Ukrainian government to do stuff that, in fact, never came to pass. The aid made it to Ukraine. I mean, there is no investigation by the Ukrainian government of Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son. So what are we talking about here?
Well, what they're going to say is, well, we don't know that.
I just rolled my eyes for the folks who are just listening.
And he did a really good job with it, too. Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back after our top of the hour break. Name game time.
Dan Morris Show.